KQ4YDI, Mobile.
KQ4YDI, I believe it was. KO4HKX.
KQ4YDI, Kilo Quebec 4 Yankee Delta India, is correct. This is David, and I'm in Greenville.
We spoke yesterday, this is Patrick. And I'm up here at my QTH in Penrose.
Very good.
Good day. Looks like it's a nice sunny day, at least up here, but kind of cool.
Here down in Greenville, too, it's low 60s right now, but it feels colder than that.
That's 53 up here right now.
Pretty balmy down here compared to you.
It's one of the nice things about coming down there during Monday through Thursday. When I leave up here, it's nice and cool, and when I get down there, it's warm, and when I come home, it's nice and cool again.
Long enough for you to get used to it, and then you gotta turn around.
I like the cooler weather, so it doesn't bother me too bad. In the wintertime, it was cool down here and warm down there. So it's nice for me.
A little bit cooler than way too hot, but the older I get, the less I like the gray, cold winter.
I'm with you there. I'll be 50 next year, so I'm starting to feel these cold winters a little more. David?
So here, I had to back into a parking spot here.
Right, depends on you driving, I know how that is.
I'm getting a lot of static on my end, I think.
You close to a building?
We were talking the other day, I was talking to somebody the other day, I moved a few feet, I just pulled up a little bit, and signal came back.
It doesn't take much. You'll find that out.
Question on that CW coming through, is that the repeater just identifying itself periodically?
Yes, that is the repeater ID W4YK-R, and it IDs every 10 minutes when we're talking to remind us that we need to throw our calls out.
On that case, KQ4YDI.
That's why they do that, to help you remember and stay legal.
I was on an interesting net last night that I really enjoyed. It was a youth, I think it was a youth amateur radio club that 83I had a lot to do with, and it was good. They had a young ham calling the net, and he did a great job. And if you ever get a chance to jump on those, they're great.
When was it? And I mean, we're at what frequency?
Night at 6:30. Let me pull up my notes here. It's on the Fleet Talk Network last night. I don't know how often they did them, but it was 6:30 that night, last night. So that would have been a Thursday night.
You have to educate me a little bit there on what's Fleet Talk.
Fleet Talk, it's on the 70 centimeter band, and it's a linked network of repeaters that goes across the state, and I'll get you a frequency, just give me just a second here. It'll be 443-675 is the frequency for the Fleet Talk repeaters.
443-675, I'll have to write that down.
Pretty cool, they've got them linked up. Most of them are on 2 meters, but they're all linked, and there's several of them across the state, and you can hear all kinds of fun stuff.
Is Carolina Heart linked with, is that what that is they're using?
I don't think so. I know they have a website. If you're in front of a computer, I'm in my truck right now. It's if you just type in that Fleet Talk Amateur Radio South Carolina, I'm sure it'd pull up.
But I probably won't be able to hit the repeaters from my QTH, but when I'm in a tool truck, I can do that.
And you know I'm new to all this, too, but there's the one in Greenville is a new repeater, I think, and I'm not sure where it is. I think it's downtown, but I'm not sure about that.
interested. I'll have to look that up. Fleet Talk, South Carolina. So I'll look that up, do a little research on it. But, yeah, anytime, just a little piece of information, anytime there's something like that going on, the nets at 9 o'clock are a good place to announce that so more people can participate in it. There's a spot for announcements and bulletins for the area, so that's a good place to bring that information to.
Remember that.
Participating in the net around the area, that's always a good thing. Amazing what you can learn on there. The Wednesday night, Gary and Larry were on there talking about refrigerator ice makers. So, I mean, there's no telling what you're going to hear.
I heard part of that. I think they were talking about the when he was a kid, his dad did something to it and flooded the house.
So it's always fun to be in there and be part of it. Looking for people to rag to with us and, you know, further the hobby along.
That's definitely a good thing. More people. I'm telling you, I think the more people that are even familiar with ham radio, because most people aren't, you'd have a lot more interest in it.
You'd be surprised at how many people don't know what ham radio is or amateur radio. I've got one in my tool truck and riding around during the day, and I have a lot of questions about, oh, you got a CB in there. Oh, no, it's not a CB. Because they'll hear somebody carrying on a conversation behind me. And so I have a lot of people that do not understand it at all, and it's a chance to educate.
It's funny, one of my neighbors said that to me. He saw the antenna on my truck. He said, what you got in there, CB?
That's the first place everybody's brain goes.
Grew up watching Smokey and the Bandit, the Dukes of Hazzard, so, you know, I can understand.
Especially when you get to know Patrick and Zero TR.
Good to hear you today. And, yeah, the more you know about me, the more you might get in trouble with.
TR2R, this is KQ4 Whitey Eyes, David in Greenville.
Zero TR, Tango Radio. My name's Tom. What's your name again? I didn't quite catch it.
In Greenville.
Well, good afternoon, David. And I'm parked here at the Lake Cunningham Fire Department, and now I'm going. We're just going down to Aldi's, Patrick. How's your day going? You're at home resting.
And I've been resting a little bit this morning, but while David and I were talking, I went out and got the syrup, so I'm going to go do some work for one of the ladies in the neighborhood here on her driveway. So that's what I'm planning this afternoon.
Gentlemen, I'm going to slide out of here and finish this errand I've got going on, but I will look forward to talking to you probably later this afternoon. Take you 4YDI, clear 73.
Thank you again, David, and look forward to it. Thanks. Go ahead, Tom.
Nice to meet you, David, and just do like I did and jump in here anytime. Nice to meet you today. And Patrick, you're not quite as good a signal as usual, but could be the repeater.
No, it's probably my antenna. I don't know what it is about during the daytime when the sun hits it. Just a little scratchy for some reason. It's on my end, too, so... I knew it was happening.
The other thing is we've had a lot of wind down here today. Nothing severe, but it's been up around 9 to 14 mile an hour quite often, and the repeater does get a little shaky at that time.
It's cooler up here than it is down that way. It's just 53 up here right now.
62 to 64 degrees. Down here, and Bernice wanted to go to the store to pick up a couple of things. It's our younger daughter's birthday down here, and she's going to do some ribs and stuff like that, and so going to go get a little bit of extra. We're just going to Greer. We usually go to Taylor's, but it's Friday. I just didn't go to Greer and get it over with.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Get back out of that traffic as quick as possible.
Friday's not a good day to go shopping. It's that and Saturday, even Sunday anymore, because that's the working people's time. We try to go during the retired people's time.
Wife and I got to go to Sam's tomorrow, but I told her, I said, if we're going to do that, we're going to get up early and be there when it's open and get it over with.
I think since they offered that membership about a month ago or so for $10, every time we've been over there since, that parking lot is saturated and you can never find a handicapped spot.
Talking about the one down there in Spartanburg?
Yes, sir. I assume that's where you go. We don't go to Woodruff. I haven't been on Woodruff Boulevard in the last year or two.
Go down there either. I will go to the one in Spartanburg, but 90% of the time we go to the one up in Hendersonville. It's just easy to get in and out of.
Well, I never thought about that. How many miles are you from Hendersonville?
From my house to the Sam's, which the Sam's is on the other side of Hendersonville, is less than 20 miles.
Just a little over 16 for us to go to Spartanburg, but if we go to down there on Woodruff, it's 16. So why go down there and subject yourself to that?
Well, it wouldn't be a whole lot. Well, I'd be a little bit further to come to Hendersonville for y'all, but not drastically further.
Since I've been up to Bob's, I don't know. I thought it was about 40 miles, but maybe it ain't. You could probably tell me.
88. That's right. But it might be worth it.
Sam's over at Spartanburg or Costco. We ain't been to Costco now in how long. I don't know why I keep that membership. I always liked it a little better than Sam's, but lately we've been getting everything we need at Sam's. It's so crowded anymore. They've built up so much around Spartanburg that traffic's just pretty tough over there, but it's not as bad as Woodruff. Patrick, I'll let you go and get back to work and help your neighbors and enjoy the afternoon, and we'll catch you down the line. Yeah, the car says it's 64 degrees here now. KO4HKX in 02. Hey, by the way, have you heard Dave since he got back from his cruise down in the Caribbean? I haven't heard HVAC Dave.
I did talk to him, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, early in the day. But I know he said he had a lot of work to do to play catch up, so he's probably been trying to take care of that.
I didn't know if he was safe or got sick or something like that. I'm glad to hear he's back. Enjoy visiting with him. Talk to you later, Patrick. This is NGLTR Clerk.
Be careful out there and enjoy your day. If I don't talk to you again, KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.